I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, the Terry and Jesse Show. My name is the Latin lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I am reporting for duty. Terry.
Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, reporting for duty. Jess, whenever you say you're the Latin lover, man, it just gives a big smile on my face because you know what? We are lovers of God. And how does that love express ourselves? By loving our listeners and people we run into with the truth of the saving truth of Jesus Christ. Love it.
Terry, yeah, Terry, and I'll tell you why I use that, because in the secular world, yeah. A lot of secular Hispanic men, they yeah. pride themselves. They call it, I'm a lover. I'm a lo-. And so I take what they, yep. their perverted term,
sure.
and I say, you know what I'm a lover of? I'm a lover of God and Our Lady. So yeah. so I take the term that they try to use to apply that they're womanizers and, you know, they're yeah. predators. And I take it to say, you know what? I'm a lover of God. That's what I'm about. So,
well, Jesse, that's what we call sanctifying the temporal order.
Yeah.
We take things exactly. like that and turn it into a God thing. I love it. Hey, yeah. brother, we got a great show ahead of us. We're going to talk about the devil, yep, and Facebook. You're going to be blown away with the information we're going to share on that topic. And also talk about the vaccine deaths. What's the truth about this vaccine deaths and what's going on with that? Also, I want to give people an update. Father Frank Pavone will be our guest on Friday, giving us an update on legislation that's going to make the Biden administration very upset, because we're going to be talking about what we're working on to protect the unborn. As a matter of fact, 48 senators right now will be signing to block any radical pro-abortion agenda put out by the Biden administration. So, you know what, Jess? We're at war. Let's just be honest and say it. Spiritual warfare. We are at war. And if you don't realize that, then you are in trouble. But let's
then,
be...
Yeah, then you need a heart transplant.
Yeah.
You've been asleep at the wheel for the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And also, I want to give a quote from Bishop Strickland about the vaccine. Here's my joke, Jesse. When Bishop Strickland dies, I guarantee you there will be very few bishops at his funeral. I laughed, too, when I said that to my wife, and she said, don't say that on the air. I said, honey, I got to say that. It's funny. And why is it funny? Because Bishop Strickland is odd. He's not deviating from the church's teachings, and he's not afraid to say, I'll give an example, and then we'll get to the gospel. He says this, all the rhetoric about the vaccine wanders from the simple truth that children were murdered. That's a bishop speaking, Jess.
Wow.
Their body parts were used to have a vaccine that will give us a few more years of life. Call me your favorite explicitive. In other words, whatever cuss word you want to call me, he says. I'll continue to speak for the dead, innocent babies. Jess, that's a bishop. That's not a politician. I mean, where else are you going to get a bishop to speak like that? But before we go on this topic.
He's the Athanasius of the United States.
I think so. For the United States, there's no one no one else will say that about the vaccine, Jess. Nobody.
Nope. Yep. All right, some soul food.
Let's get some soul food, brother.
Okay. Today's gospel at Holy Mass is Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 13 says, when the Pharisees... with some scribes, okay, so this is the establishment, think about that, who had come from Jerusalem, that's the holy city, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples, those are the followers of Christ that he picked, ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, in fact, all the Jews do not eat without carefully washing their hands. I guess they must have a COVID-19 back then. Keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of the cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes question him, why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders? These are the Jewish elders. These are the 613 laws of Moses. But instead, eat a meal with unclean hands. Our Lord responded, well, did I? And this is what he's saying right here, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
He can say this to a lot of bishops and priests right now.
Yeah.
Look at what he says. Well, did Isaiah the prophet? Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Mm.
I can tell you, Bishop Strickland, his heart is right with the Lord, but many other bishops, it's all lip service, and a lot of priests, all lip service. Their hearts are far from them. They are all in with the government. I continue. Our Lord says, in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You want to hear human precepts from the pulpit? Wash your hands for 20 seconds. Wear a mask. Stay 6 feet apart. No communion in the mouth. These are human traditions that many prelates in our church are placing above and beyond the word of God. Many of our church leaders are guilty of exactly what Jesus says today to the Pharisees and the scribes. They're putting man-made government laws, fake laws, above and beyond the gospel of Jesus Christ and the church's perennial teachings. It goes on to say, you disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition.
Boy.
He went on to say, how well have you set aside the commandment of God? Yes, Bishop, the third commandment, in order to uphold your tradition. Yeah, in order for you to keep getting funded by the federal government to the tune of billions of dollars. Money over the perennial teachings of the church, the third commandment. That's what we have here. Goes on to say, for Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die. Yet you say, if someone says to father or mother, any support you may have had from me is korban, meaning dedicated to God. You allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your COVID-19 tradition. I mean, in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many such things, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Boy, I made all my commentaries.
Oh, wow, you sure did, Jess. Well, let's bring the smartest guy into the room. Full sheen ahead. Just what I thought about that gospel is the four last things. And I think of judgment. And Bishop Sheen has a comment about judgment. He says, he tells you, unless you're driving, don't think like this. But if you're not driving, imagine two souls, one of them yours, appears before the sight of God in their exit interview. One in the state of grace and the other in the state of sin, mortal sin. Just as the Father recognizes his own Son because the likeness of nature, so too Christ recognizes the soul in the state of grace as virtue of resemblance to him, and says to that soul, I yearn for this day. Come, ye blessed of my Father. I am the natural Son. You are the adopted Son. Come into the kingdom prepared for you from all eternity. God looked into the other soul that was in the state of mortal sin and had not that likeness. And just as a father knows his neighbor's son is not his own, so too God, looking at a sinful soul and failing to see therein the likeness of his own flesh and blood, does not recognize it as his own son and says to it, as he said in the parable of the bridegroom, I know you not. This is the biggest comment right here that I really love. He says, and it's a terrible thing not to be known by God. Whew. Full sheen ahead, Jess.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Oof.
Yep. Hit me.
Terry, just want to remind the audience that the month of February is devoted to the passion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
So remember, every day this month, what I'm doing is praying the sorrowful mysteries every day, only the sorrowful mysteries. Or also you could pray, my wife prays, every day she prays the seven sorrows of Mary. It's called the Dolor Rosary. And maybe find some time this month to go to your parish and do a Stations of the Cross.
Exactly.
And meditate on the Passion of Christ. And here's also something for the men. Father Ripperger gives this as spiritual direction for men that are struggling with pornography and addiction to that vice. He says the way you can combat pornography is through the devotion to the five sacred wounds of Jesus. He says, this is the understanding that the desecration of our Lord's flesh was the response to our sins of the flesh. So he says, a man struggling with pornography should spend time meditating and reflecting on his sacred wounds. He says, then when the demon tries to suggest to us that we need to look at pornography, we can project back to the demon the images of the five sacred wounds of Jesus. So how do we do this practically? When you get that urge towards pornography, take your rosary. You can even go on your iPhone and look up graphic bloody pictures of our Lord Jesus Christ and his five wounds. Or if you have a bloody cross there in the house, sit in front of the bloody cross. Pray the five sorrowful mysteries as you're looking at our bloody Lord, either on the iPhone or on a cross in the wall, and all your profane thoughts will be burned away during this 15 to 20 minute meditation.
Well said. And Jesse, at our Sacred Heart Chapel, we have a special mass tonight at 2:30, and the Stations of the Cross at our chapel are outstanding. I love doing those stations. So if you're in the area of Covina today, come to a mass at 2:30. Love to have you. Hey, when we come back, Jesse, this article, The Devil and Facebook, it's a killer. And I want people to understand we're at war when it comes to the culture. And I think everybody knows that. And this is a good friend of the show, Paul Kengor, who's written many good books on spiritual warfare. You're going to be blown away by what they're doing to us in the sense of social media and stopping us from doing what we are to do, and that is share the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't hesitate to go to our website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org, and pick up our app. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. I'll tell you why, because we know who's in charge.
Amen.
Of life. It's God's in charge. It doesn't matter. You know, people think, oh, communists, I'm in charge. Big tech, I'm in charge. Big pharma, I'm in charge. No, you're not. Every one of us has an expiration date. We're all going to die. Our heart's going to stop one day. Nobody here is God. Nobody here is eternal or mortal. Everyone has an exit interview with Jesus. And boy, oh boy, some people are going to get mercy. Some people are going to get justice. Terry, there's an incredible article. It's called The Devil and Facebook. Dr. Paul Kengor.
Yep.
He's a convert from evangelical Protestantism to the Catholic Church. He's a very respected professor of political science at Grove City College. And he wrote a book. It's a bestseller by Tan Books. It's called The Devil and Karl Marx. And now they're going after him, Terry. What do you think about that?
I'm blown away by it, Jesse. I'm blown away by the article. And the reason I am is because social media is at war when it comes to Christianity. Because when we share with them the things that they're not allowing us to share, you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right. Dr. Paul Kengor says, I wanted to let you know about some of our ads that have recently been pulled on Facebook. That's what the publicist at Tan Books wrote Dr. Kengor an email, including they pulled the ad for the book The Devil and Karl Marx. Again, it sold thousands of copies, and it's being pursued for various foreign translations and even film rights. And it has over 800 reviews on Amazon, so this book has just taken off. And Dr. Kengor says that he's talked about the book incessantly on over 100 radio and TV shows since it was released last August. And he believes that the forums that believe in free speech and the free exchange of ideas, except Facebook, obviously does not believe in that. They've targeted this book. And he says that 2 weeks ago, he learned that his fellow author at Tan Books, Dr. Kerry Gress, he's likewise also been censored. In fact, both Facebook and Instagram have canceled Dr. Gress's work. He wrote a book that's called The Anti-Mary Exposed, Rescuing the Culture from Toxic Femininity. So apparently, according to Facebook, this is a dangerous book by Dr. Gress that doesn't meet with the approval of the powers of big tech because they're censoring a book on the Virgin Mary, the mother of Christ. Why? Because the phrase toxic femininity is on the book there, and that's what triggered it triggered them into action.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Dr. Gress is basically in his book exposed the horrors of toxic masculinity, promising to rescue the culture from that plague, while all had been surely peachy. But as soon as he started defending motherhood in this book, and he started talking about the ultimate model of maternity, the Blessed Virgin Mary, well, this TAN book was also censored by Facebook. They gave it what they call in the UFC, they gave it the SmackDown, Terry.
Exactly. And just remember, TAN books, that book, Motherhood, Redeemer, Innocent States, a book that challenges, here's what they're upset about, feminism in the modern world, with a reminder of the simple truth that all women are called to be mothers. That's unacceptable in our culture, Jesse. Unacceptable. Hey, Jess, I want to also remind people, if they want to call in on our show, just give us a call at the 888-526-2151 number. That's 888-526-2151. And if you have questions about some of this stuff, give us a call. But let's continue, Jesse, because this is really an attack on our Catholic faith. That's as simple as what it is.
Absolutely. It says, the article says, again, the book from Dr. Gress challenges the modern concept of feminism, obviously. And it's the, like you said, Terry, the mom's greatest vocation is to be a mother. According to New Testament theology, in fact, it actually says in the New Testament, you know how a woman is saved? I was talking to a lady was asking me one day, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to be powerful, I want to get these degrees and that degrees. And then I said, do you know how a woman gets to heaven? And she says, well, I don't know, maybe by being powerful, like a prime minister, or Speaker of the House, president, vice. No, I said, and I showed her in scripture.
Right there.
It's in the book of Titus. It says, a woman is saved by childbearing.
Yep.
This young girl, her jaw hit the table, Terry, and she said, what? That's how I get to heaven?
Yep.
I thought that I had to get a master's or a PhD and have a power suit on. And I'm telling you, it caused her to go into a tailspin, and she thanked me after. She thanked me because she'd never heard that before. But every time you look at New Testament theology, that's what it talks about. That motherhood is the greatest vocation. That's how a woman becomes holy in her state in life and gets to heaven. So we go back to the article. It says that presumably vulgar assertion that women are called to be mothers, this violates Facebook's sensational content policy. These criticisms of feminism are apparently not allowed by Facebook. So they're saying that the ads are being pulled during the time of the election on anything having to do with social or political issues. And so the publicist from TAN says, but we are now months past the election, and they're still blocking all the ads for these two books, Motherhood Redeemed and Paul Kenger's book, The Devil and Karl Marx. I mean, this is already after the election. Indeed, there's always a reason. And needless to say, The Devil and Karl Marx doesn't contain a single reference to Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Mike Pence or Kamala Harris or even the year 2020. So Facebook's excuse for censoring these two books, it's a lie, Terry. And that should upset all of us,
absolutely,
Terry.
Absolutely. And you know, Jesse, in addition to banishing The Devil and Karl Marx, the anti-Mary exposed, the Motherhood of the Redeemer, another book from TAN. Now check this out. Put your seatbelt on to hear this one. Another new TAN book offering is Getting the Guillotine. This one ought to shock everyone. It shocked me, Jess. Facebook has even canceled TAN's ad for a children's book called, are you ready? Ready? The Stations of the Cross for Kids. Are you kidding me? Now, what excuse, Jesse, did Facebook drum up for this one? Apparently, are you ready, everybody? The image of a crucifix on the cover constitutes a shocking and violent image. The Facebook blocker stated that we can't run this because it's containing shocking and sensational, inflammatory, or excessively violent content. Now, read our sensational content policy. Jess, would you read that? This is where it gets like, are you kidding? Is this microphone on, Jess?
Here's what Facebook, here's what they actually wrote themselves. It says, ads must not contain shocking, sensational, inflammatory, or excessively violent context. It says, you can edit your ad or request another review if you think it was incorrectly rejected. Then it says, so this is on the book.
But describe it.
It says here, Facebook banning images of the crucifixion. To be sure, the cross and the crucifixion of Christ were certainly shocking and violent. Yeah. But even then, take a click yourself and look at the cover.
Oh my God.
The cover image is a cartoon.
Exactly.
The corpus on the cross isn't a bloodied one. And either way, bloody or not, since we are cracking down on books with crucifixes on the cover, this is insane. Really, for the record, if the Facebook crew wants to see something really shocking, inflammatory, and excessively violent, I suggest they crack open The Devil and Karl Marx. Talk about a man who could shock with sensational writings about, yes, even the devil, and whose ideas spawned excessive violence. No one could inflame like Karl Marx. The 10 books ad for The Devil and Karl Marx said, quote, discover communism's long march of death, deception, and infiltration. No other theory in all of history has led to so many deaths in the world. And close quote. So that ad is banned under the admonishment, quote, ad can't run, temporary restrictions on ads about social issues, elections, or politics. Terry, this is Satan is behind this. He's behind a lot of big tech.
Oh, yeah.
And so here we are with big tech censorship in America, 2021, a children's book on the Stations of the Cross, a book on the Blessed Mother, a book on redeeming motherhood, and a book on the evils of communism all face the wrath of Facebook. Well, the good folks at 10 Books, I'm sure they're bewildered and they're wondering which ads for which books may get censored next. For 10, they're one of the oldest and most respected Catholic publishing houses with a massive catalog of books. And this Facebook blacklist could be vast. And it's not going to end with 10.
No.
They're going to go after other publishing houses.
They have.
They're going to have to go after Sophia Institute, Ignatius Press, Our Sunday Visitor, EWTN, and many others. So we got to watch out, Terry, because these censors may be coming after you next.
Absolutely. And just another censor, I'll tell you what happened just late last year, Jesse. You know this. We do a series on the Ten Commandments that we did with Bishop Strickland. And when Bishop Strickland did the sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, YouTube said, hey, we can't play that. That's offending our listenership to say that you can't commit adultery. Jesse, that I was like, are you kidding me? That was in writing. So you see how our culture has gone secular? Anything religious, that's what they call hate language, to say that you shouldn't commit adultery. And I'm going to tell you, Jess, it's only going to get worse with this new administration. That's my take, Jess.
Yeah, this new, I'm going to tell you, Terry, this new administration, people are thinking, oh, yeah, he's a Catholic guy. You know, he's going to be good to Catholics. Really? I know the bishops that didn't say anything, they're having heartburn right now.
Oh, yeah.
And there's still some Catholics that are emailing me and stuff. They're still, Terry, it's funny. They're still trying to defend Joe Biden, saying, give him time. You know, he'll come around. Are you kidding me?
What?
This guy's in his late 70s. This guy's a committed secular humanist. And this guy is essentially just a tool in the hands of Satan. Yeah, I said that. He's a tool in the hands of Satan. Why? Because there's only two teams on planet Earth. 1 John 3:10. Yep, I happen to believe in the Bible. Call me whatever you want. 1 John 3:10 says there are two teams, children of Satan, children of God. I know what team Joe Biden's on. When you sign in the very second or first or second day a legislation to pay money to kill babies around the world, and we will pay for it as Americans, to me, Terry, you're a child of Satan.
It's black and white. There's no gray here at the Virgin Most Powerful Radio Station or on the Terry and Jesse Show. And that's why people support us, Jesse, and I appreciate that, because we don't sugarcoat things. We tell it like it is. And if you have a question or comment, you're welcome to join in on the conversation. It's 888-526-2151. That's 888-526-2151. 1-800-273-2151. We can chat with you about these topics. When we come back from the break, I want to talk more about the vaccine and what's going on with the deaths. And why is it that 1 hour after President Biden became the president, the policy for evaluating COVID-19 changed? You think there's a political aspect to this COVID-19? Is this microphone on? Of course there is. We'll come back and share with you more on this topic here on the Terry and Jesse Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Terry, this is a topic that's not going to go away. It's a topic on vaccines. And I'll tell you why there's such a pushback. It's because there's a lot of good medical doctors that are not beholden to the government. They're willing to put their license on the line. And many of them, Terry, are losing their jobs.
Yeah, Jesse, can I interrupt you? This is important.
Yeah.
Our engineer, Richard O'Bannon, I want to lift him up in prayer. We just had to take him to the hospital right now, Jess. He's having a serious pain chest and he has a bad heart. Okay. So let's lift him up in prayer. Yep. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. And pray that Richard will get better. We do count on him as our engineer. So, okay, Jesse, I just had to lift him up. That's why I had to step out for a few minutes.
No, Terry, he's an essential part of, yeah, of Team VMP.
Yeah, so let's keep, lift him up in prayer. But getting back to this vaccine, Jess, go ahead.
Yeah, Terry, there's a website where you can get all the information you want, mm-hmm, on the vaccine.
That's right.
It's like the Drudge Report,
yeah,
of for vaccines. It's, yeah, called vaccinedeaths.com.
Yeah, LifeSite promotes it big time.
Yeah, you can get this on VMPR on the show page.
Yep.
Or you can go to my website, jesseromero.com. It has, we'll just start running through some of the articles, obviously. Yeah. Here's one. California man who celebrated vaccines dies,
yeah,
after second Pfizer coronavirus jab.
Oh.
Okay, that's,
yes,
one. Here's another one.
That's another one.
It's not just the elderly. 19-year-old in hospital ICU after second dose of Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's another one. At least 55 people have died in the U.S. That was as of
1/31/2000.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's an old article, but we'll go to the new. The,
yeah.
This is 1/31/2000. This is almost like, 10 days old. At least 55 people have died in the U.S., after receiving coronavirus vaccine, according to federal database. By the way, Terry, I want to correct myself. We got smart people on the chat room.
Yeah.
They told me that the author, Dr. Carrie Gress, is a female. I thought it was a male.
Oh, okay.
So I stand corrected. Dr. Carrie Gress, who wrote that book, The Anti-Mary Exposed, Rescuing the Culture from Toxic Femininity, yeah, is a female. So thanks a lot for those on the chat room. Here's another one, Terry.
Yep.
California X-ray tech, excited to get shot, dies after receiving second dose of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine.
Well,
yeah, we could just keep.
Jesse, we could keep going on. Famous people like Henry Aaron broke the Babe Ruth home run record last month. He was trying. He's a good Christian man, and he said, "Look, I want to take this vaccine because I want to give us a role model that a lot of the African American people are being affected adversely by this virus. Let me give my, as an example." And a couple days after he took the second shot, he died. Now, Jess, these people have goodwill. But you see, the problem is it's an experimental vaccine.
That's
Let's
right.
just be honest and say what it is. I mean, yeah. Would you want... And here's the other kicker, Jess.
I'm not a guinea pig.
Yes. And you know what? There's no liability for this manufacturer. So you can't sue them. So they got no... So big deal if you die from that. Okay. Oh, well. You know, we move on. See, that's, to me, a big red flag, Jess.
Of course it's a red flag. You hit, nailed it. Number one, two things. It's experimental.
Yeah.
It's not, it hasn't been, you know, it hasn't passed muster, so to speak.
Right.
And number two, when we, as Americans, when we do use experimental drugs, we use animals for about 10 years before they say, okay, yep, this thing is safe for human consumption, Tylenol or codeine or whatever. And so the fact is that, don't allow the government to experiment with your body. That's the point that I'm making. But let's read some of these other articles, because, again, everything you want to know about this vaccine, this is the one-stop shop. This is the Drudge Report of vaccines. It's called vaccinedeaths.com.
Yep.
Here's another one. It says, red list-style roundups of vaccine refusers, another draconian measure coming to America. Color codes with red flags for violators, the latest sign, will all be targeted for extermination. Here's another one. Louisiana woman suffers uncontrollable spasms after a Pfizer coronavirus vaccination. Here's another one. Horrific latent deaths predicted among the elderly by genetics professor after immunization with RNA vaccines. Here's another one. Florida man develops and dies from rare autoimmune disorder days after receiving Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Another one. 33 elderly people dead after first dose of coronavirus vaccine. Another one. California healthcare workers suffer severe allergic reactions following coronavirus vaccination.
Jesse, let me just jump in. What you just said, allergic reaction. Our priest here, Monsignor Harris, he has allergies. His doctor said, do not take the vaccine. I don't care who tells you to do it. Do not take it because of your situation with being with allergies and being sensitive. It wouldn't, you wouldn't do well to take it. Here's my point. Jesse, there are so many people who have all kinds of allergies in America that this is not good for them. This is what the doctors are saying. I mean, give another example. A woman suffers whole body convulsions.
Doctors not connected to the government will tell you this.
Yeah,
doctors
exactly.
Connected to the government, yeah.
So here's a lady that her whole body had convulsions after taking the experimental Moderna COVID vaccine. Now, Jesse, do you notice we always want to use the word experimental?
Experimental.
Always, never just use the vaccine, folks. And this is the good. The doctors are frontline doctors.
Yeah, it hasn't passed muster yet.
Exactly.
It's an experimental vaccine.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another one. It says woman suffers whole. You read that one. Suffers whole body convulsions.
That's right.
After taking experimental Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Here's another one. NHS doctors instructed to postpone routine care and administer COVID-19 vaccines instead. Another one.
Collateral damage.
Former COVID-19 patient relives bout with virus following the vaccination. Another one. Miami doctor dies after receiving first dose of Pfizer vaccine. Another one. Health professional dies 2 days after COVID-19 vaccination. Another one. Pharmacy caught dispensing special flu vaccine just for black people. Can anybody say, what's it called? That Malthusian theory, eugenics?
Yeah.
Here's another one. Pathogenic priming. COVID-19 vaccines are actually spreading the pandemic. Another one. CDC and Pfizer probing death of Florida doctor following coronavirus vaccination. Another one. Medical cannibalism.
Oh my.
Aborted fetal tissue is routinely used in coronavirus vaccines to code spike proteins.
Let me jump in and make that comment with Bishop Jay Strickland tweeted out on December 21st. He said, all of the rhetoric about vaccines wanders from the simple truth that children were murdered. Their body parts were used. We have a vaccine that will give us a few more years of life. No, I'm not buying it. Call me by your favorite, you know what word. He said, I'll continue to speak for the dead innocent ones. That's Bishop Strickland. I'm with Bishop Strickland on that. I say we have to stand up, Jess, and do what's right here, because one after another just keeps going on and on.
That's right. Here's another one. Nurse aide dies after receiving work-mandated coronavirus shot.
Can you imagine? What happened to the Nurse Smith? Well, what happened to her? Well, she... tell me, I miss her. Well, she died after being vaccinated. And you want to vaccinate me right now? Get out of here. Sorry, Jess, I had to traumatize that. But I can see that happening.
Here's another one. CNA nursing home whistleblower. Seniors are dying like flies after COVID injections. Speak out. Yeah. Another one. Pilots and air traffic controllers to be monitored for 48 hours after taking coronavirus vaccine. To ensure aviation safety. Another one. You mentioned this one. Baseball legend Hank Aaron dies 2 weeks after receiving coronavirus vaccinate during publicity stunt.
Yep.
Another one. Chinese doctor, Sinopharm coronavirus jab, says it's most unsafe in the world. With 73 side effects. Terry, this is a Chinese doctor saying that this experimental vaccine is the most unsafe experimental vaccine in the world. 73 side effects.
Yeah.
Another one. At least 23 people have died from coronavirus vaccines in Norway. I'm just reading the articles, the titles. Another one. Rate of adverse events caused by coronavirus vaccines, 50% higher than flu shots.
Wow.
Another one. Portuguese nurse dies after receiving coronavirus vaccine. Now, here's another one that worries me, Terry, with this nuts running our country, the Democrats. It says, New York legislator wants to put coronavirus carriers in concentration camps.
It's hard to believe. Is this microphone on? Say, Jesse, who said that? Karl Marx?
No. In fact, I'll click on it. I'll tell you who it was. Yeah. A New York legislature. I just clicked on her. Assemblyman Noah Nicholas Perry of New York has introduced a bill that would allow for detention of any person to be a contact or a carrier of COVID-19.
Wow. Wow and wow.
We'll continue.
We'll continue with hope in Jesus Christ, man. This is brutal. We'll be back with more to inspire you to fall deep in love with Jesus and His word.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
If you want to read more, this is the ultimate website if you want to know everything regarding vaccines. And if you want to stay informed, if you don't want to be a low information Catholic, go to vaccinedeaths.com, vaccinedeaths.com. You can read everything there. And they keep up to the very minute with information about, again, deaths around the world. And so you're getting basically information that's fresh every single day. And Terry, this make me realize that planet Earth is not my home.
No way. Our hope is in Jesus, baby.
My hope is in. And you know what the Catechism says? It says, heaven is wherever Jesus is at.
Yep.
That's all. You know, Terry. Sometimes when I read this stuff, I just like want to yell, and the top of my lungs, I want to yell, give me Jesus.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
I mean, it's just my soul wants to scream that, Terry, when I think about this. Because you know what they've done, Terry? The left, Satan has used the left and communists to weaponize medicine against us, Terry.
Right.
They not only weaponized education against us, they weaponized Hollywood, they weaponized government. Now, Terry, they're weaponized one of the safest things that we thought, medicine. Now they've weaponized that against us. And again, as a Catholic, We have to push back.
That's right.
We have to resist evil.
That's right.
We can't go to a corner and get in a fetal position and start crying, or exactly. or you know, jump off of a ship, say, oh, I'm jumping off the plank and stuff, I can't take this. No. As Catholics,
amen,
the Bible says we have to resist evil. Resist evil and evil will flee. Terry?
I want to get vaccinated by Jesus Christ, by baptism, the Holy Eucharist, confession, and have eternal life. That's the vaccination I want. Hey, Jess.
I like that.
Yeah, you know, Jess, I just want to say, why do I want to give people hope? Because when you look at the world right now, and you see the corruption in government, and even in our Catholic Church, we see all this things going on that are just shocking. Don't fret. I want you to get deeper into your prayer life. I want you to pray harder. I want you to get down on your knees and meditate that, you know, about what Jesus has done for you and in sharing that gospel, because we have a lot of lost sheep, and they're not only outside the church. We have lost sheep inside the church, and that's why we need you to be holy as possible, so that you can share that good news with people, because right now the world is acting like God doesn't exist.
Terry, just give the audience an update about what happened to Richard so they
all
can
right,
pay their
Richard, yeah, I'm getting all kinds of texts. Our engineer, he's been with me 30-some years. He looks like Santa Claus if you've ever seen him. Richard had...
Or Abraham.
Yeah, let's say Abraham. That's even better, Rich. He had a sharp pain during the show. It just actually, he was keeling over when I went outside the break. I said, Rich, what's up? Because he's got a background in heart issues with the O'Bannons. You know, they have a lot of... nobody lives past 70, and he's right there. And so he said, yeah, I never know. Well, this sharp pain, he's never had it before, and it was in his chest. And I said, Richard, let's go. We'll take you to the doctor right now. And, you know, Richard doesn't like to go to the doctor. Well,
Like most men.
It's yeah. True. Well, he finally said, yeah, I got to go. So off he went. And we'll find out, and we'll give our listeners an update. But keep him in your prayers. Are you ready for this, Jesse? This is what our engineer said to me. I'm 70 years old. I know that one thing is it doesn't get any better. He's laughing. He says, "Remember, I want my funeral at the chapel, and I want a Latin mass. You know, I have it all written out." And he's laughing about it as he goes to the doctors right now. But you see, here's what I have. He has hope in Jesus Christ, and so even that pain, he knows he's going to die sometime. We all do. But you see the attitude he had, Richard or Jesse. He was joking with me about his upcoming death.
Well, Terry, see, you know why he has that type of confidence? Because he knows, our faith is kind of like politics. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows Jesus Christ at a very deep level.
Amen.
He knows him in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. He knows him in prayer.
Yeah.
And so death is going to be painful for every single one of us. It's not going to last a lot. And Rich got the bright perspective.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt, whatever happens to me. But I know where my destiny is. I know where I'm going, and that's what gives them that confidence to make jokes in the midst of being hauled off to the hospital.
Yeah, we've been making jokes for 30 years with Richard about his our impending deaths, and we were wondering who was going to go first. So we'll find out. It might be me. But you know what, Jess? Life is short, no matter 70 years or 100 years. Okay, so it's not like we want. I mean, this is what the world right now is paranoid about with this COVID-19. I'll go back to that again. They think that COVID-19 is going to kill everybody. And when they look at, you ask them, what percentage of people will die with COVID-19? Oh, I don't know. 30%? No, less than 0.5%. What? They're shocked. But you see, what's happened is we have such a, here's the thing. The same people that say that a baby isn't a baby in the mother's womb are telling us to put on a mask. They're telling us, you know, to wash your hands, do all these things for the good of my health. When at the same time, these are the same people that say, let's murder millions of babies in the country. See, I just think they have a bad track record, first of all. And I think that they're dead wrong in both cases.
Yeah, Terry, science has been politicized, and the fact is it's been weaponized as well.
Yep.
And and they're using this medicine in pseudoscience,
yep.
You know, that's hasn't been proven. The fact masks don't do anything, that's already been established
by frontline
doctors. They've already established that.
Yeah.
And so let's just be honest, as a Catholic, I'm going to just put it out there. I don't trust anything that the Chinese communists are behind. I don't trust anything that Bill Gates or George Soros or other, euthanasia globalists are part of. I don't trust anything that, again, that the Democrat Party is pushing, because we know that all their party platform, it tracks towards the culture of death.
Absolutely.
But as a Catholic, remember this. We put our trust in Jesus Christ, not in the CDC, not in the WHO. We use common sense for our medicine, but we're supposed to put our total trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message of the Holy Bible. And that's the message of the Catholic faith for the last 2,000 years. And as our Lord says in Matthew 10:28, do not worry about who can kill the body,
right,
but only fear God who can kill the soul. St. Paul warned us, okay? Don't fear anything. He says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Richard O'Bannon understands that. That's why he made those jokes on the way out.
Yep.
Richard O'Bannon understands Romans 14:8. If we live, we live to the Lord.
Yep.
And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Close. And in fact, if you're in a state of grace,
that's it,
and you die, guess what? Some of you that have been playing the lottery all your life, you're going to win more than the lottery. You're going to win eternal life. Money can't buy that. And that's why, again, somebody like Richard O'Bannon, a man of faith, when you get sick, you look at death and your sickness, Terry, as a positive option. I know.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My wife and I talk about this a lot. I mean, she's going to have the Gregorian masses offered. As a matter of fact, I had a policeman, a sheriff today, wife, he died last night. He spent 20 years working in East L.A., and so we prayed for his soul, and she said, you guys talk about the Gregorian masses offered, and I said, oh yeah, you need to do that. And so she did. She went to the Fathers of Mercy and ordered up 30 masses for her husband, which she's a good wife to do that. And just one other thing I wanted to throw at, we always talk about follow the money. And I just want to, before we give us a little bit hope of on our faith, follow the money. Bill Gates and Tony and all these people that are active in this agenda for the vaccine, they all have their money in this. They're making millions of dollars on this vaccine. Of course they're going to tell you, Romero Barber, get vaccinated. It's good for you. It's also good for my bank account.
That's right. Terry, more people are dying of depression, suicide, drug, and alcohol abuse than they are of actually the COVID-19.
That's right.
And the fact is, a lot of people are dying without the last rites, and that's horrible. That's far worse than the Wuhan Chinese communist virus. Let's not forget, as Catholics, our days on planet Earth are numbered. That's what Psalm 139, verse 16 says.
Amen,
you're
going to
say, oh, but I work out every day, you know, LA Fitness, I'm a vegan, I drink. Okay. When God says you're going to die, you're going to drop dead. I don't care how old or how young you are.
Yeah.
That's in the Bible, Job 14:5-6.
That's right.
There's nothing you can do to extend your day on planet Earth one day longer, according to the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 6:25-27. So as a Catholic, remember what Reuben always says. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. What does that mean? If you stay ready, if you live in a state of grace, you don't have to get ready when you're dying, because you're already ready. That's what Doug Barry calls being battle ready. Terry?
Two things I want to mention. Thursday, I'm going to be on LifeSite News with our friend over there, John Henry Weston. So folks, I'll be talking about Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Also, I'll be with Doug Barry also. I'll be doing a show with them also, with the priest that he does the show with. And we want to promote... Father Heilman. I'll be there talking about Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We need you, our listener, to like us on YouTube. We're at about 30,000 subscribers. We need more to get the word out, because let's be honest, folks, where else are you going to be hearing two guys who love Jesus Christ talk about the issues of the day with a very Catholic point of view? Yeah, we expose you. We tell you, we have a godly look at everything we do in our life. Everything. And so we want to share that with you, because we want to help you get to heaven. So if you want to keep listening to Virgin Most Powerful, that's our goal. Get you to heaven. How? Through the graces that Christ gave to his church, the Catholic Church, and those perennial teachings that are being promoted through his Catholic Church. Stay ready. Don't be afraid, because anything on earth, what's the worst thing they can do? Thomas More said, the worst thing they can do to us, Jesse, is take our life. That's what he said. He goes, I go to heaven. I'm in a state of grace. That's the attitude of gratitude we need, brother.
That's right. And Terry, all the men, start praying Psalm 91. It's not only an exorcism prayer, but it's also a prayer to protect you against pestilence and disease.
Yep.
Men, start incorporating Psalm 91 every day over yourself and over your household, calling upon God's protection over this pestilence. Terry, take it away.
Hey, I just want to remind people, there's a special show coming up. The doctor's in. Dr. Sandoval, he has another special guest he's going to be interviewing. I tell you, you liked it last week. Oh, watch it on the podcast. It's going to be great. Yep. Oh, today's Tuesday. I thought it was Thursday. No, Bishop Strickland's up after this. My interview, I pre-record him on Tuesdays. Sorry about that, folks. Thursday's another good one. Tuesday, Bishop Strickland, the bishop who speaks the truth in charity and clarity. Unlike a lot of bishops in the church today, you're going to like listening to Bishop Strickland. Go to our website. Pick up our app by going to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or just call us at 877-526-2150. May God richly bless you and your family. Full sheen ahead.